With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate narrowly advanced a request from the White House to claw back billions in funds for international aid and public broadcasting. As Congress faces a Friday deadline to act, Bernie Bennett with the story.
The request, known as a rescissions package, cleared its first procedural hurdles late Tuesday with the help of Vice President J.D. Vance. The vice president cast two tie-breaking votes after three Republicans joined all Democrats in opposing it. Earlier Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader John Thune appeared uncertain if he had the votes to advance it, but moved ahead with a pair of procedural votes later in the day. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska voted against moving forward. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
In health news, officials in Illinois and North Dakota say their measles outbreaks are over. The U.S. added 21 new cases since July 9th. There are 13 states with active outbreaks. Two elementary school-aged children and an adult have died from measles this year. This is the worst year for measles in the U.S. since 1991. An American Idol music supervisor and her husband have been found dead in their Los Angeles home. An American Idol spokesperson has confirmed the deaths of Robin Kay and her husband, Thomas DeLuca. President Trump says he's not planning to fire Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president responded to media reports that he's ready to remove Powell from his job.
No, we're not planning on doing anything.
But he continued to attack Powell for not lowering interest rates.
He's a terrible Fed chair. I was surprised he was appointed.
It was Donald Trump who appointed Powell to be Fed chair in 2017. He was reappointed by Joe Biden. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow had 219 points, the Nasdaq adding 70. This is SRN News. Faith impacts attitudes about abortion.
According to a study by the Public Religion Research Institute, the more a person engages in Christian religious practices, the less likely he is to support abortion. In states where people are more religious, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Alabama, for instance, support for abortion is low. In places where people have turned away from faith, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont, support for abortion is very high. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern reports the gospel is spreading in Iran despite some of the worst persecution in the world. ICC President Jeff King says conservative estimates suggest more than 1 million Iranians have converted to Christianity, transforming from a few hundred believers before 1979 to a movement that now dwarfs the regime's own support. ICC also reports tens of thousands of mosques in Iran have closed their doors. This is SRN News. The wildfire along the Grand Canyon's relatively isolated north rim has been burning quickly with no containment. That's according to fire officials. No injuries have been reported, but a visitor's center and several cabins burned. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has this report.
The National Park Service's decision to not aggressively attack the fire right away is coming under scrutiny. Arizona's governor has questioned why the fire was allowed to burn during a hot and dry season. The fire leveled the historic Grand Canyon Lodge on the North Rim, along with over 70 structures, including cabins and a visitor center. Tucson Mayor Clorinda Vail says,
I don't want to point fingers. I'm just happy that nobody died.
Firefighters are dealing with a pair of wildfires near the park's north rim. Neither blaze has any containment. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com.